Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about process to acquire a construction company. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. The acquisition or buying of a construction firm is common in the construction industry. This transaction involves a buyer and a seller. And in terms of a business, it's also called an acquirer and a prospector. Prospective acquiree possessing the target company. The buyer may be motivated to buy a target company due to the future growth plans and the diversification in the market. The geographic expansion and the market penetration and the organization development and to increase their assets. It's always good to start, you know, buying companies that are already successful in what you want to get in or expand. Construction is risky business. Hence, these transactions should not be done in the haste. The buyer or the acquirer needs to be diligent and should have a strategic plan. The buyer must create a database of interest target companies and collect each company information in terms of factors such as revenue, profitability, growth rate, number of employees, products, and so forth. For the transaction to take place, it follows an order as this. 1. Initial contact. The first step is in the acquisition process is the initial contact with the prospective acquiree. It can be made by different ways. Direct call and meeting. The buyer makes a contact with the owner of the target market either through a direct phone call or an email to initiate one-to-one discussion. The initial discussion may be followed by many more discussions before a final deal is struck. Joint venture. Instead of direct acquisition, to enter a joint venture agreement, which will give the acquiree or the acquirer and then overall of the company management and operations. Now, there's a lot of joint ventures down here on the highways in Texas. I mean, that they join as one group and build their highways or build a couple of the highways here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Again, third party. Instead of making direct contact, acquirer delegates a work of contacting a target company to a third party to make inquiries about willingness of the owners to sell. Number 2, a non-disclosure agreement. If the prospective seller is interested in selling his or her company to acquirer, then both parties sign a non-disclosure agreement. This stamp document is highly confidential and information is not given to any other party. Number 3, letter of intent. Post the non-disclosure agreement, the target company should send its financial statements, summary level documents to the acquirer. Based on the information, the acquirer may proceed with the further transactions and is documented in a letter of intent. Number 4, due diligence. It is the process of investigating and estimating the company before buying. A comprehensive analysis of legal, financial, and managerial documents. The acquirer then sends a list of information and documents as due to diligence requested to a target company. As a rule, for due diligence is necessary, requires at least the following information. Number 1, corporate documents. Number 2, entitled documents. For example, copy of power of attorney. 3, licenses. 4, accounting and financial documents. 5, documents relating to the assets of the company. 6, information on the right to intellectual property. 7, all commercial contracts and agreement. 8, information on labor relations, insurance, and about disputes and litigations, administrative proceedings. 9, other documents related to the company. Since due diligence involves a lot of research, it is conducted by both legal consultants and technical specialists in the company or in the construction. Number five, final negotiation. Results of due diligence, if not found satisfied, then the buyer may either decide to proceed by decrease in cost or may not go ahead. May not go ahead with the deal. If everything's favored, then the buyer may proceed with a transaction and the present the seller with a purchase agreement. If the terms and conditions and price are agreeable to the seller, then the transaction would be completed. The process of acquiring a construction firm is not as easy task as you think. One needs to be experienced and understand the market trends to be successful in it. Again, you got to do your homework. Make sure you get to do all the research on the company that you want to buy. Again, got any questions? Give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.